Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 FM. We are WRJM, Coleman's Independent Radio. In studio tonight, Patrick, James, and Dale Ball from the Coleman Elks Lodge. And brand new talent that I found on Facebook, like I do most of the time, Jared Hill. And Josh is in here from Helena, Alabama Musicians. And let me tell you something, they rock all over the place. Catch them in Birmingham, catch them around the Helena area. So proud to have them in studio. We're going to try to bring as many new talents as we can in the coming months on the Big D Radio Show. And we are live on Facebook right now, as well as you can catch us on Live 95.5 Coleman Facebook page. There is a camera right above our head, so we are live right now on Live 95 Facebook page. Patrick James, first time on radio. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Hey, Big D, how are you?
I'm good, man. So, look, we got a lot of things happening at the Coleman Elks Lodge. One of the big things that we're going to do Saturday, November 3rd at the Coleman Airport from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the Veterans Day celebration. And I believe Dale and I, we talked about this last year, and we talked about how it started, and it was probably a small event when it very first began. Now it's huge. I think last year there was thousands up there. So there's so many events going on with the Veterans Day celebration. So why don't you just go over a few of the things that we're going to do with this Veterans Day celebration?
Okay. So like you said, we started about 7 years ago with our Veterans Day celebration. The first year it was like 100 vets, a few civilians, and it's just grown more and more and more ever since. The Elks Lodge took it over 4 years ago. This is our fourth year to do it. And like you said, last year we had over 10,000 people there.
That's incredible.
It just keeps growing and growing and growing. This year we've got a lot of great things lined up. We've got some Huey rides. You can ride the Huey helicopter. We've got tickets for those for $85. You can miss the bypass the line, or you can pay the day of. We've got dive bomber rides that you can pay for those as well. I'll get a price on that.
I bet
those are $9.95. Those are very expensive.
Are
so
they?
We've got four tickets left for that. So Cobra helicopter, we've got some tickets left for that. Those are $3.25. Those are only sold on site. It's just you and the pilot. So it's a great ride if you take that. So
on the Huey rides, do you know exactly how far they go in Coleman? Are they going to go 2 or 3 miles out and spin you around a few times, or do you even know?
I think it's like a 15-minute trip.
Okay.
You go like toward town, you make a loop and come back.
Okay.
And then the land and the next group can load up and go.
Man, that would be fun, wouldn't it? It really would. I have never been in a helicopter, but I would like to try it at least once in my life, maybe.
I'm trying to get my grandkids to...
Your grandkids?
Let me buy tickets and us go up, but nah, they're a little
it
bit
ain't happening
afraid
yet.
Of heights.
So, look, there's many other things going on, though. Opening ceremony, a troop march in at 10 a.m. Of course, we already talked about the helicopter rides, a World War II Corsair static display, World War II Army, Navy, and Marine reenactors. We got the U.S. Army Guard combat vehicle display, a Civil War living history camp, U.S. Army aviation displays, Black Sheep and Midway movies, vintage Russian Chinese ACFT displays. We're going to have food on site, so don't worry about if you're being hungry, because we're going to have plenty of food there. The U.S. Army parachute team is going to do two jumps. The U.S. Guard Band of the South concert is also going to be playing. Veteran and patriotic organization displays. A climbing wall for the kids, which I would love to do, but I bet I would fall after the first 2 feet and I'd look idiot. And then I'd have to do it again. And then we're going to have an afternoon aircraft demonstrations. So free lunch for veterans and their spouses.
And so, we're expecting to feed, what, 1,000 at least?
We're expecting to feed 1,000 people in there.
Wow.
1,000 vets and their spouses. So
I think Coleman has 7,000 veterans within Coleman. So, I mean,
that's incredible. Mm-hmm. So you have any kind of idea what kind of food we're going to have up there for the veterans?
Smoked chicken, pulled pork, baked beans.
Oh, the good stuff. The good
dessert.
Stuff.
Yep. Full meal.
It'll be good. A full meal.
So if anybody's asking about, all right, I'm showing up and I need to park. So we're going to have folks up there that's going to park everybody.
You will. We have free parking, free admission. We've got there's a big field that we've got set up to park. We'll have guys there to direct you where to park. And then we've got carts, buses, and trams to transport you from your car up to the airport.
So you, walk.
You don't have to walk. So
that's awesome. So, look, I see another thing that we're going to have Wallace State reenactors. Do you know exactly what is that? What are they going to reenact?
So that's usually a big part of our program is the reenactors. Leanne Currington, she's a history professor down at Wallace State. She's really big into that. So she'll get her students and they will dress up in time period clothes, World War II. You'll have Navy, Marine, Army. You'll have women dressed up in the 1940s. They really get into that, and her students, they really practice and you know, research their character.
Right.
So if you go there Saturday, you can go up to one and ask them, who are you supposed to be? And
okay.
Of course, I'm going to be so and so.
Right.
And I, you know, it's really awesome to see. So.
So and one of the things that I think, Patrick, is it, not only is it a great thing for our veterans, but just for these veterans to gather around and talk about old times, about what they've done, where they've been, and the fellowship that they get out of this is probably phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So all you veterans, you have to show up. I mean, this is going to be a great time. We're going to talk about old times. We're going to offer all these rides. And like we said, it just keeps growing.
It does.
So let's hope we're going over the 10,000 mark this year.
The opening ceremony starts at 10 o'clock, and all veterans will have a special seating, but they do need to get there a little bit early, 9:15, 9:30, so they can be shuttled up with reserved seats.
Gotcha.
So they have a special seat.
So we're going to have a singing of the national anthem, I assume, right at the beginning?
Oh, I'm sure of that, yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
All patriotic.
So don't forget, it's Saturday, November the 3rd, Coleman Airport, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's just so many things to do, and for us to honor our veterans, because unfortunately in today's society, they don't get enough recognition. And it's sad that it's that way, but we here in Coleman, we're going to make sure that we thank each and every one of them as they come on to the airport and just thank them, you know. Some of the things that I do sometimes that I never even tell. If I ever see a veteran, sometimes I just buy their meal for them. I'll never say a word.
That's great.
And you know, and that's what everybody should do in America.
That's
because
right.
Without them, we have no freedom. And,
right.
And that's the way it's always been, so. Man, we are just fired up about this and hope that you'll bring your family, bring your kids, because this is a family event that we're going to have fun with all day long.
Correct.
So we can jump over to something else. Unless you've got something else to share, we can always jump back in on the Veterans
Day. Go ahead.
Station.
That's fine. That's good.
So Dale is over the Coleman Elks Holiday Craft Fair and Vendor Expo. It's going to be Saturday, November 10th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to be at the Coleman Elks Lodge on Brantley Avenue. Everybody knows where it's at. It's up on the hill. $1 ticket at the door enters you for door prize drawings. So why don't you maybe tell us who's going to be there, because it's probably going to take you 10 minutes to even say
okay.
that.
Okay. We have at least 35 vendors that will be there that day. Each vendor donates an item for a door prize, and I give away 3 or 4 door prizes every hour. So the lodge donates a ham or turkey that we smoke for that. We usually give a steak dinner for one as one of our door prizes. But every hour on the hour, we give away 3 or 4 door prizes. We have vendors. I limit it to one per business, like Lip Sense Lipstick.
Okay.
I only have one vendor for that.
Got you.
And we have photographers. We have Plunder Jewelry that'll be there. Color Street Nails, which is a new hot thing right now, which is nail polish on that you peel off of a strip and put on your fingernails. That's the
neat
thing. Boutique Clothes, LuLaRoe, Scentsy Reps will be there. Snap Bracelets will be there. We have Woodcrafters, Homemade Soap and Bath Bombs will be there. Candles, Homemade Candles. We have 3 new people that will be there this year. They're men, and they all do woodwork. One is a wood turning and scrolling They make wooden spoons.
Okay.
I have one that makes wooden ink pens. He will be there. Swings and Adirondack chairs. Will be there. So that we have about eight or ten new vendors that are crafters that will be with us this year that we've not had
in the past.
I've been trying to draw some men to get you guys up there. You know, something that you would like. But it is a steady flow all day long. People are lined up at the door at 10 o'clock when we open up.
Right.
And it's usually a steady flow till 4:30, 4:45 for the past. This is our third year. Both years, it's been a big crowd all day long.
So has the vendor been cut off, or are you still accepting?
We're full. If I had more room, I could do more.
Okay, so we're full right now.
We never know what the weather's going to do, so we book everything inside.
Right.
And, I mean, 33 to 35 is all I could pack in the lodge, and that's wall to wall.
So just asking for anybody that's never been there, is everybody just set up at a table?
Yes. Each person has an 8x10 booth size with a table, and you know, they bring their shelves or their racks or whatever to display their items,
right.
You know, and then we provide a table and two chairs within their booth. So it is a great family thing. So bring the kids. There's stuff there for children. There's stuff for men. There's stuff for women. So it's a great time to start Christmas shopping early.
Oh, look, I started like 3 weeks ago when I was at the beach. I started Christmas shopping. It's never too early to Christmas shop.
Wow.
So let me ask you this. If people want to know how they can pay, do some of these vendors take credit cards and they have the little swipes on their phones, or is it just mainly cash?
Some of them do have their little swipes that they hook up to their telephone.
Right.
But the majority is in cash. But we do have an ATM there at the lodge also.
Well, there you go. So bring your debit cards or your credit cards. Use the ATM. You know, it's hard to find anybody that uses cash anymore, because I never do.
Right.
You know, I swipe my card with everything that I do.
But all the proceeds from our crafts fair goes to our Christmas charities that we sponsor at the lodge.
All right, so let's flip to another subject and talk about the dictionary project that the Coleman Elks Lodge does.
Okay, every year, all the Elks Lodges donates a Webster Dictionary to every third grader in the city, county, private school here in Coleman and Coleman County. This year, we've already got our dictionaries ordered. We ordered right at 1,035 dictionaries, and so they come in and get a list from all the schools, the teacher's name, and how many students they have. We box everything up, and then we deliver it, and they include it as part of their curricular. It's part of our literacy support, through the Grand Lodge. So that's a big thing.
One thing we also include with that is our drug awareness program. Elks is a drug awareness program, and we include a bookmark and literature about drug awareness with each of our books, and that kind of helps get the word out about our program that we have going on at the lodge.
So, Patrick, does several members of the lodge actually go out on the very same day and deliver all these to every single school?
So what we'll do is we'll like pick a member. Say I live in West Point, so I'll take West Point and drop them off, or you live in Vinemont or Fairview. We just kind of split it up. And then the members will go there and hand everything out to the students.
Gotcha.
Now, normally everybody else, you know, we'll get a couple of people up there and load up the backs of vehicles. And this one goes to Vinemont, Fairview, Holly Pond.
Gotcha.
You know, we make a loop and try to get them all delivered within the same day or two.
Okay. So why don't we talk about just shortly what the Coleman Elks Lodge done recently with filling up all these 18-wheelers going to North Carolina? Let me tell you something. That was a job, wasn't it, Patrick?
It was a job. You want to talk about the trailer? Or you want me to?
You talk about the disaster. I mean, y'all went up and cooked first.
So while we were filling up the trailer and here at Coleman, a group of us took off to Beulahville, North Carolina. There was I think five or six of us that went up there, and there was nowhere to stay. We had an RV, so luckily we had a place to sleep. And we just set up camp. We set up camp with the Rally Elks Lodge, And so we fed them at a church, Pathway Church, for 2 days.
Wow.
So we fed roughly 1,000 people each day, and then we packed up and came home. And then later on, we sent the truck to the same church. You want to talk about the truck?
It took us a little longer this time to fill the truck up with, I guess, with all the hail damage still going on, the roof damage
right.
here in Coleman. But we had it like 3.5 weeks at the lodge, and it left out on the 15th. R.E. Garrison provided us the trailer to leave it there the whole time. They even provided us the driver and the truck to haul it to Beulahville, North Carolina.
That's great.
So, I mean, they do an awesome job for us. But, you know, and the members, if we were off, we sat up there all day to...
Oh, I seen it on Facebook. It was incredible.
I mean, you know, but we had a great turnout. People were supportive. And it's just something that Coleman has become known for, is trying to help
exactly.
the hurricanes.
Exactly.
People that's displayed in the church that you guys went to, they were the disaster relief center for 4 or 5 counties right
there
around them, that they came to that church and picked up all the supply, the waters, stuff like that. So when they went there and cooked, they were really needing our supplies. So that's why we decided just to send them right back to where they knew us and we were familiar with them.
So, going into Christmas time, do we have anything going on at the Elks Lodge at Christmas time?
You want to talk about this?
So, we have a few things going on in December at the lodge. The first week in December, we have a memorial service. That's for lodge members that have passed away. It's a church service we have, and we invite the widowers of the deceased elk. We have a children's Christmas program or party we have on the first Saturday in December. What we do there is we get a grant usually from the Elks National Foundation from the national level, and then we get with all the pre-K Head Start programs in the city and the county, and we find out, get the kids' names, and then we go out and we purchase a gift for each kid. And then we have a party that morning at the lodge. It's about 10 o'clock on Saturday. So the teachers will bring the kids, and then we'll have like a pizza party with cookies and drinks. And then on the back lawn, a helicopter will land with Santa inside.
How about that?
So, that's fascinating.
Hey, how about that?
Something to see.
To see all those little children standing at the window just in awe. I mean,
let me tell you something. I'm 52 years young, and I get excited every time I see Santa Claus, and I'm not lying either.
So, I mean, that's a very special ceremony, too. Our children's, our Head Start Children's Christmas is December the 8th.
Okay.
And so, you know, that just requires all kinds of member volunteers to come up and help feed 100 people pizza real quick and get their cookies and their juice out, and so Santa can land. And
right.
So, I mean, everything we do at the lodge, we're all volunteers.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's just we do it for the heartfelt that we get out of it.
Well, I must say, I don't think that there's any other organization in Coleman that does more for the community than the Elks Lodge. There's no doubt. It's just a 12-month continuous thing that the Elk Lodge gives back to the community. And it just warms my heart. And everybody in Coleman, I know, is appreciative of everything that everyone does at the Coleman Elks Lodge.
Well, thank you, Big D. And, well, thank you for being a member of one of us.
Well,
being
you're quite
one of
welcome.
Us now.
You are quite
finally
welcome.
Finally talked you into that last year. So we hope to look. We look forward to seeing more of you this year.
And I will drag Rachel up there with me. And look, it's great having you on. When we got some more events coming up, y'all too come back and we'll talk about more things. Coming up, Jared Hill and Josh. They're from Alabama. Popular musicians in the Birmingham area, and they're going to be in here singing some tunes for us. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Scissor Salon. Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well store is located in the middle of downtown Cullman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no waiting, personal service. How can it get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Cullman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health, food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available, too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalartswellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Atkinson with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Cullman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Cullman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
I'm Ed Horrell, author of The Kindness Revolution. As both a business person and a Memphian, the success of FedEx never ceases to amaze me. I'm impressed not only with their business success, but also their corporate culture, which is a stated goal of 100% successful delivery of your package. They've expressed this desire via their creative advertising over the years, and they make it clear that it's their objective. This example of corporate culture is a good one, and it might be a challenge for all businesses to ask their own question. What does our daily dialogue represent to our customers? Do we suggest a goal of fewer mistakes, or better performance, shorter delays, or whatever? Make sure your employees and your customers know your goals and your progress towards attaining those goals. You'll be absolutely positively the best in your market. Just ask FedEx. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Allstate agent Dylan Fullalove is now serving Cullman. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Dylan is someone you can count on to protect all that's good in your life. Dylan makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. He'll even help do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Dylan's new office today for a free quote. Located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kalman.com today or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's independent radio.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Flats. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Platz. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Maker's Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Maker's Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Platz.
If you're like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self-Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self-Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, InNoutSelfStorage.com. Or by phone at 256-576-9169.
No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station. Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me in studio, a couple guys I found on Facebook. Hey, look, you can find anything on Facebook, okay?
Anything.
So I'm buzzing through some videos, and I run across a young man named Jared Hill from Helena, Alabama. I watched a few of his videos. I was impressed with the music that he had, and I just shot him a little message along with some other folks and said, hey, it's Big D from the Big D Radio Show. I'm going to ask you to come on my show. And he quickly agreed. And here he is in the studio. Jared, so tell me, how long have you been a musician?
I've probably been playing since I was about 21. Started doing karaoke and stuff like that. And got turned on by it, I guess, going and watching Wayne Mills play. So I wanted to play, you know, in a band. So I've been in a band for about 8 years, though, which I'm 39 now. It's been a little road, but it's coming along.
Those were good years. So who are your musical influences?
Well, I'm not really mainstream. Like, do a lot of Sturgill Simpson, Cody Jenks type stuff, outlaw country. But stuff you write don't always come out to be and sounding what you like. You know, it just don't come out like that.
So why don't you tell us some of the places that you've played at over the years?
Oh, I mean, I just play local bars and mainly honky-tonk bars and stuff like that. We go out, raise hell, you know, go out and have a good time. That's about the...
That's the truth.
Yeah, and I'm usually the worst one, but...
So, Josh, how long have you been playing with Jared?
With Jared, I think we started together about 7 years ago. We met through a mutual friend, and he was playing in a band with them, and I just happened to be there at the right time, and he said, "You know this song?" And I did, and we played it together. And so occasionally when Jared would be playing out at the bars with the band, I would go and play a few songs, just me and him, and it seemed to go well. We seemed to click pretty well together, and it just kind of continued to grow. And so we kind of spun off our own thing from that, playing acoustic gigs, and then eventually we had a band together, and we've been playing off and on for, would you say, almost 7 years?
Yeah. And that was a rock band I started out playing.
Was it really?
Burning Bridges. Give a shout out to them. First band, you know, played with. I'd done a lot of screaming and Alice in Chains type stuff. And, hell, I'd go to work for 3 days and couldn't speak. So I was like, country, I'm more, I guess you can probably tell, more country sounding.
Exactly.
But that just took off from there.
So currently, do y'all have a band together?
I do.
Okay.
He's been back and forth in Florida, and
makes it hard to play together.
Exactly.
You got to be, you know, stuff changes all the time. We change set list all the time, which we're a cover band mostly, but just started doing this writing thing over the internet, really. Me and a guy named Billy Sell from Greenwood, Mississippi, started writing in these groups, and he'd write some lyrics, send them to me, and I'd find something I like and just go to playing something with it and put vocals with it, and that's how it got like that. But I still go play, you know, bars and house parties, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we go play baseball park, you know, events, stuff like that.
Right.
Just anything, anybody wants to hear some music.
Well, me just watching your Facebook page, like, you have a huge following, and there were so many people so excited to see you on the Big D Radio Show tonight, and I know they're all watching in. So why don't we jump into our first tune, and you tell me what it's going to be.
All right. This is an original song. We're making a video for this tomorrow night over at Pub 261 in Pelham, and it's been crazy. I mean, I didn't know what all goes into everything. I've been trying to get a recording down and keeping up with all the band people. But this is a song me and Billy Sell wrote, the first one, and it hit like 18,000 views in 3 weeks.
Awesome.
On Facebook. So.
Good deal. All right, Coleman, here it is. Jared Hill and Josh Bean.
It's called Right on My Wrongs.
Give out my life like it.
Rachel, you're the first judge.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
That was incredible, wasn't it?
He's got a voice.
He does have a voice.
That's great. I
appreciate that.
So you know, one of the I have so many different artists in here over the last 2 years on the show. It's incredible. But one of the main thing that I tell them that I appreciate is when people come in here and play their own music. Because, let me tell you something. Everybody that walks in this studio, they always have a list of songs that they actually wrote themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of music that I want to hear.
Those lyrics are awesome.
Thank you.
Anything that you write from your heart and or a life situation that you've been through, those are the best songs that you can come up with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, real stuff, you know.
So
you can't beat it.
Unbelievable.
And you pushed me to finish one yesterday. I was like, oh, heck. I wanted the original song, so I was like, I got to get home and finish this one up. Awesome. And then between this video stuff, I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do.
So just an FYI, over the years, we've had a lot of Nashville record producers that watch this show every Thursday. So
cool.
You never know when opportunity arises.
That's right.
So what's our next song that you're going to sing?
This is one that's brand new, and I might mess it up, but it's called Easier All the Time. And Billy and I wrote this one too, and I kind of went back and cut some of it out and just went with it. So
sounds
this
good.
Is another song about, I guess,
being sad.
Being sad. We've all been there.
Upbeat stuff, you know. We'll see. Pushing pills and whiskey get me through the day. It's not ideal, it's not okay, but I know no other way. It's what I do, cause it's what I've done. I can't remember. It's getting old, it's taking a toll, greater than it did back then. So I just pop a couple back and break that old black lady, wash it all down, black out my mind. Book endings are merely fading. It's easier all the time.
And he finished it yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
So let me say this, Jared. Hearing your voice right now, I would have never thought that you'd be in a rock band.
Oh.
I just can't even see it because you have that perfect country voice for the song.
It was a sight to see.
I bet it was, Josh. So, look, Jared, what kind of, what all genre in that rock did you play while you was in that band?
And did you have long hair?
No, I didn't have long hair. And my wife's raising Cain about getting a haircut now, but I just keep on pushing it off. But we did like Stained, Alice in Chains, you know, screaming stuff.
Right.
Which we've done some like classic rock, and I still like rock it up every now and then, do a lot of Blackberry Smoke. Mm-hmm. But anything that's not mainstream and it's real good music,
right,
I like to play it or whatever, but I can't really get into regular pop country music.
I got you. I know what you're saying.
But, you know.
You got that little Eric Church voice going.
Hey, we do.
That is a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. We've done a lot of Eric Church.
Well, look, let me go ahead and do a request, and we may do a break here in a minute, but let me go ahead and do a request right now, and you play your favorite Cody Jinks song.
Mm.
Is that a tough one?
No, it's not a tough one. Let me see. Which one you think?
Look, there's nothing like putting
no stones.
Put somebody on the spot on the Big D Radio show.
You're very good at that.
Mm. No, I'm not. Mm. I never do that.
Let's see. All right.
Jared is on his tablet, by the way.
Yeah, when I get in front of people, it's just like you can't remember nothing.
Exactly.
And I played it, played stuff over and over.
And then the only reason I'm asking this, I've seen several videos that Jared has played, and he has sang Cody Jinks. So.
Oh yeah, I love some Cody Jinks. But one that me and him played, and features some guitar and stuff. You know, this is I Cast No Stone.
I Cast No Stone. Jared Hill, Josh Payne.
Well, I cast no stones. I build no walls. And I tell the truth. And I try to walk that narrow way. Sometimes I go over the line and I won't make it back till the next day. But I cast no stone. Don't talk with Jesus as much as I should. Me.
those stones. What gives you the right? Tell me my business. You're talking, you're out of your mind. Oh, no Bible. Oh, let me get mine.
I tell you what, I am so impressed with your talent. You've got to come back in a few weeks.
Oh, man, I will.
It is just...
The song makes me think of a couple of people when I hear it.
And who's that? Are you going to tell who?
I'll tell you later.
Hey, if they cast no stones, it's pretty good.
There you go. I tell you what, we're going to take about a two-minute break, and we're going to come back with Jared and Josh and let them play one or two more songs before we end the show. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Store is located in the middle of downtown Coleman, conveniently located just a block south of the courthouse. This locally owned business offers friendly, no-waiting, personal service. How can it get any better than that? Well, here's how. How about the fact that they even deliver within the city limits of Coleman? You've got a sick kid? Well, what could be better than calling Medical Arts and asking them to deliver the medicine that you need? In fact, I can't think of another pharmacy that does that. They also have a large selection of food for special diets, as well as health food, oils, and supplements. Flu shots are available, too. They can be reached at 734-4933 or online at medicalartswellnessrx.com. Let Medical Arts Apothecary save your day.
Hey, this is Susan Atkinson with Medical Arts Apothecary and Living Well Natural Store. We have proudly been serving Coleman and its surrounding areas for over 60 years, and we appreciate your continued business.
Ed Harrell, and this is the Kindness Revolution. It's hurricane season, and with hurricanes comes advertising for organizations who represent themselves as places where helping citizens can make donations to assist victims. The good news is that American citizens are giving citizens. Charitable donations in the United States hit $400 billion. In 2017 for the first time in history. This is based on a study according to Giving USA Foundation. This is something we should be proud of. The bad news is that too many of these charities which accept these donations are fraudulent and give a tiny percentage of what is donated to the named recipients. If you take a moment and Google fraudulent charities in the United States, you'll see literally hundreds of examples of this. So if your heart is telling you to open your pocketbook and make a donation, listen to your head as well and open the door for some research. Check out the history and giving percentages of the charity. This is public information, and if you can't get it, don't give. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
Allstate agent Whitney Aldridge is now serving Coleman. She lives and works here just like you.
And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Wendy is someone you can count on to protect all that's good in your life. Wendy makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. She'll even help do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Wendy's new office today for a free quote, located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. In studio with us, Jared Hill and Josh Beam down from around Helena. And they are just jamming with us tonight. I found them on Facebook. And let me tell you something, that's where I find most of my talent, on Facebook. So it's the best place to be to find talent. So, Jared, what's going to be your next one that you're going to sing for us?
We're going to do a cover, Old George Strait cover. Speed it up a little bit. I guess we probably got everybody asleep right now. So
this one's not about being sad.
Okay.
This is very inspirational.
It's hard to get Josh to do my sad songs. I had to. He had to learn these today.
And he learned quick.
Yeah. No, he knew this one though. But I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, they call me a farmer, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out old planes. Well, everybody likes to have what I got. I can cool down when they're smoking hot. I'm the farmer, that's my name. Last night they had one about a mile or two down the road. Well, my buddy walked out and left his woman burning out of control. Well, I was down there about an hour or so. With a little mouth to mouth, she was ready to go. I'm the father, that's my name. Call me the farmer, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out on the plane. Well, everybody likes to have what I got. I can cool down this morning, but I'm the fire. That's my name. Automobile. In a minute or less, I can be Chris Pitfield. I work 24 on, 24 off. When they get logic, just give me a call. I'm the fireman, that's my name. Yeah, they call me the fireman, that's my name. Making my rounds all over town, putting out on planes. Well, everybody like to have what I've got. I can cool on down when they're smoking hot. I'm the fireman, that's my name. Call me fireman, that's my name.
That was a little bit more upbeat, wasn't it, Rachel?
Yeah, that woke everybody up, I think.
If our boss back there in the back will let us do one more song, we're going to do one more song.
All right.
He gave me a thumbs up, so that means we're good for one more song. Look, you guys,
One of those two bottoms. You pick.
You guys drove so far. I'm trying to give you a full 30 minutes here.
That's cool. I appreciate it.
No, you know the one I wanted out, we were talking about earlier, right?
I know it. It's the other one, the George Strait song, is a one-play song. I do this one. I don't know that the one you was talking about out there by Toby That's Keith.
Good. All right, so we're going to do what are we going to do, by the way?
Whatever.
I guess we'll do Pick Up Man. I don't know
about Joe Diffie.
There we go. Pick Up Man.
And this ain't one of my best ones, but we'll try it anyway.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I got my first truck. When I was 3, I drove 100,000 miles on my knee. Off marbles and rock, off twice before. On the Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. Tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. Scoozing around, the first girl I seen was Bobby Joe Dick, homecoming queen. Flag me down, climb up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You set my truck on fire, throw it down a hill, but I still wouldn't trade it for a real deal. Got a pickup bed that never has to be made. If you want the truck, so wouldn't have to gate. Said all my wives, traffic jam, but there's something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the middle of my truck on the no chase lamp. Back into the spot, driving show, no condo light, it's all for romantic glow. Take the line to the popcorn stand. There's something women like about a pickup man. Set my truck on fire, throw it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a good feeling. Got a neighbor bed that never has to be made. No, if we want the truck, I wouldn't have tailgate. Then all my wives, traffic jams, and there's something women like about a pickup man. Machine once around the block, and you know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire, throw it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade for a good feeling. Got a neighbor bed that never has to be made. No, if you want the truck, I wouldn't have tailgate. Then all my wives, traffic jams, and the song that went like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something we like about a pickup man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Hill along with Josh Beam from Helena, Alabama. Thank you guys for being on the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you.
Had
for
a
having
blast
us.
Having you.
Yes, it was very fun.
Look, we're definitely going to bring you back here in a few weeks.
And I got to say, I'm originally from Hueytown, Alabama.
Hueytown,
Hueytown people Alabama. Will be really mad if they say, look, you never said
yeah, we got we're giving Hueytown props. I had one of my cousins actually went to Hueytown High School. That's why I knew it was the Golden Gophers as soon as mm-hmm. I walked in the door. So there you go. That's Thank you, good. Rachel, for always popping in here and being the silent one. Like, she's shy for some reason. The producer of the show, and she just looks at me and smiles.
That's what they do.
I just have the ideas.
She has all the right ideas. So I would tell you who's going to be on the radio show next, but she has not told me who the guests are going to be. So
we're going to have a few real estate agents.
Real estate folks from Coleman.
And some maybe musical talent from Nashville.
Exactly. Are you going to say his name, or are you going to keep it a secret?
Well, I don't know. His name's Tim McDonald. Some people might have heard of him. I don't know. He's a big singer or songwriter up in Nashville. We're trying to get him down here.
So. And tell us who all that he's been with.
Oh, he toured with Olivia Newton-John. I think he went on tour with Toby Keith, Kenny Chesney. He does a lot of stuff.
Yep. So he's a professional keyboardist, definitely one of the best in the country.
Yes.
And he's doing the Nashville scene weekly. So hopefully we're going to get him on the Big D Radio Show here in a few weeks and showcase his talent. But his talent's already known, so... Want to remind you, Veterans Day celebration Saturday, November 3rd, brought to you by Coleman Elks Lodge. And don't forget, Dale Ball is in charge of the Coleman Elks Lodge Holiday Craft Fair and Vendor Expo. Saturday, November 10th, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. there at the Elks Lodge on Brantley Avenue on top of the hill. You know exactly where it's at. Guys, thanks again. We will see you in a few weeks on the Big D Radio Show. And most importantly, God bless you and God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
I'm free. What I want in the old time. Free to sing my song. Oh, it gets out of time.
Providing Coleman with a unique blend of music. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.